But images appear to show the Ali Arab Baptist Hospital on fire. Israel's military says it's investigating. Former UK National Security Advisor Lord Ricketts says it's unclear what's happened.
Could this have been a missile that went, you know, off course? Could it have been an error, an accident? Could it have been a Hamas rocket? I think we just don't know at the moment, and it's absolutely up to the Israelis to tell us very quickly.
It comes ahead of a visit to Tel Aviv by US President Joe Biden tomorrow. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed that one of two British girls who went missing when the militant group struck has died. There are going to be talks between hospital consultants and the government in the hope of ending their long-running strikes in England. The Department of Health says the meeting comes after the British Medical Association agreed to pause walkouts. It's reported prosecutors are planning to bring fresh charges against Alec Baldwin over the shooting of Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. They previously dismissed counts of involuntary manslaughter the actor was facing. A moment of silence is being observed at all Euro 2024 qualifying matches this evening in memory of the two victims of last night's terror attack in Brussels. There's also heightened security at Wembley, where Lewis Mason is watching England versus Italy.
And it was a far from impeccable silence, with some members of the sold-out crowd shouting and some booing throughout it. The game is now underway and England have dominated the ball in the early stages, with informed man Jude Bellingham showing lovely touches and Marcus Rashford firing a free kick over the bar. A win or draw and England qualify for Euro 2024. At Wembley, it's England 0, Italy 0.
Scotland are just kicking off against France in their friendly in Lille. And council tax bills in Scotland are to be frozen next year. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM. This is Phoenix FM. You are now tuned.
M-City.
The only lead we have is this sound.
Aye, nice to talk to you, Rob.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Come where the hands are clapping, come where the toes are tapping, come where the jocks are strapping down.
Let's have skipping!
This is Rob Harvey.
beautiful people. Rob Harvey here. This is Phoenix 98 FM. SimCity for another Tuesday. Or it could be Wednesday if the podcast is going out, you know. They are Softwave. And the single Supernova, taken from the brand new album, Things We've Done. Available already digitally and full CD version on Friday. CD, phone home. We like a CD. These guys live, they're the Friction. And the brand new single, Starstruck Love.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Yes, indeed. In this show, we've got brand new tunes aplenty. Breathe On My Leaves got a brand new single and remixes to come soon as well. Strange Eyes are here. Agnetha Polstock, Perma are here, and Precog, and brand new from Code 64, Midnight Hi-Fi on the show, Dial Machine and Rogue FX. That's tons. I thought I wasn't going to get in one breath.
Soon. Since.
And you're probably going, I didn't hear any of that. Well, you'll have to stay and catch it all, won't you? Silver State are here. Peachin' Jane, this is the 23 remix of Tidal Wave, which is a little old fave we played a little while ago, but it's the remix for the year. Thank you.
alter and change things. Alter and change things. And if you're looking out at the other side of returning doubts, maybe it will work out.
Fleets of ships, light aircraft.
Hamburger stands.
Hamburger stands.
In a minute to a bucket of biscuits that's been left in the studio. Don't they know that I am the official Phoenix FM cookie monster? I mean a banana cookie crunchy thing at the moment, and might not even bring even the things I've brought myself. Take them home and just eat theirs. I know.
How stinky!
I'm greedy like that. Breathe On My Leaves is back with a brand new single in just a moment, out on Friday. If you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear it in just a moment after Jen Cab and The Badge. Plenty for the first time last week. And as always, I have to play these cool tunes again. To breathe of my leaves for a perfect defeat. What am I talking about? Well, what am I ever talking about? And you're talking about Breathe of My Leaves' brand new single called Perfect Defeat. And it plays right now. And you can download it on Friday the 20th. Have a bar of it.
fantasies. Stay with me, my scale of queens. A third of me, a third of me, yeah, yeah, my perfect fee. Sing until you ruin it. Find some other plans. It always seems to me that you're getting in the way, but without you I'm a single man.
Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Check us out on Facebook.
Bottoms up.
Oh, hi. Down the hatch. Where the hell is everybody?
Play this for the first time last week from one of the crowd. Can't Stop Loving You. And I said, who did the original? And people said Phil Collins. Huh, it's Leo Sayer.
You
There's hints of Peter Cetera in that, I suggest. One of the Crowd's version of Can't Stop Loving You, originally recorded and released by Leo Sayer and made a bigger hit by Phyllis Collins. All the tarts together.
One thread to rule them all. One thread to find them. One thread to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them to Synth City.
Now the weather's in a bit of a cold snap, binding might be the ideal word, eh?
Cuddles, that's what it's called, cuddles.
Now then, hello, if you've just joined us, well, you're not that far, it's only started, really. We've only started the nonsense in amongst the top tunage. Rob Harvey here, and this is Synth City. Live and loud every week, and of course you can catch the podcast edition from Wednesday onwards. That means you can catch up with what you missed, especially with all these time zones and that. Clocks go back soon. And if you want to take part in the chat while the show is going live, we did do an experiment last week and I got the hump with it, so I've gone back to old-fashioned ways. I've got two patients. What kind of doctor am I? So, Synth City with Rob Harvey is the Facebook group. So if you go onto Facebook and look for Synth City with Rob Harvey, that's the Facebook group. You join the Facebook group, and pinned to the top of the actual group every week is the chat thread. And the chat thread is an opportunity to chat with some of the supporters of the show, and artists and other creatives who have the love and support of following the show. Even though I know there's footy on tonight, when I'm up against football and like there's an orchestra going on at the Brentwood Centre tonight, I'm really popular here that you're joining us. And for those who actually are in the group, Synth City, Rob Harvey, I'll just have a little squiz and say hello. Good evening to Andrew and Left and Carl. Hello to Max and Neil. Hello to Melissa. Hello there to Kevin. Hello to Ulf. Hello to Michael and Jane. Hello to Samantha and Jonas. Hello to Marie. Hello to Martin. Hello to Kitty. I've clicked on it myself, so I'll say hello to myself. Oh, bless me. Well, you've got to make sure it works. That's the way I look at it. Hello to the gang at Organetic as well, and Max as well. And if I've said your name more than once, you don't get no repeat fees. No. Now, I was going to speak about, but I'm still going to stick with it. Do you like to go for themes when you're creating stuff? Because people try, especially in the music business, to try and go for a Christmas number one and that kind of thing. A record that would do well at Christmas. And some go for the Easter themes and the summer themes, the winter themes, and the specific ones like Halloween. Now, I forgot all about the fact that the last show of the month falls on Halloween 31st. And you know me, if you've listened to the show for the last 8 years, I don't do it. But I might play the odd related track, because some artists have released tracks that are relevant to Halloween, got a kind of theme to them, so maybe, but it ain't going to be a Halloween special. My face is scary enough. But yes, the question being is, do you get influenced by it? You know, and I know that when you're pushing for sales and doing a Christmas song, that's a good theme to go for, but there's loads of themes like summer, winter, Halloween and stuff like that. So do themes affect you, not just as a musician, as a creator, as a book writer, as an artist? And do themes like that kind of influence you? Oh, I'm going to have a stab at that kind of thing and incorporate that into my next piece or whatever. Or do you just try to stick to your own way and I'm not going to follow that? That's following the crowd, you know? Some people get a bit precious by that and some have good reasons. But yeah, I'm just being nosy. As always, do you let these themes of society... And let's face it, when you're releasing music, I suppose, coming to Christmas and stuff like that, it's a good idea, because let's face it, if you can crease eyeballs and earballs onto your music and creativity, then you get more of an audience. So that makes sense, especially as we hear news that Bandcamp might be on the going south kind of caper, because it's just been taken over. So yes, sorry, a little bit of a sweetener there. So yes, you can tweet me, ElectronicRV, if that made any sense at all. Or if you are in the Facebook group, Synth City or Rob Harvey, let me know there what themes do influence your work.
It's Synth City.
And for all those lovely people who are enjoying catching Madge playing the UK, here's a little bit of Madonna. Everybody, the Rusty Egan 2020 mix. Because I didn't get a ticket.
We'll be right back.
Seven Rising. When I was sent this single, they were going under the numeral way of writing it, Seven Rising. Now they've put it down the alphabetic way, the actual word seven. So hopefully I'm saying it right this time. Seven, seven. Yeah, I think it sounds similar. Seven Rising and Touch. And before that, Her Madness. Bless you. Right. Brand new, Strange Eyes. Romy's Dream. This is brand new for your little old ear bits. Always lovely to have Strange Eyes on the show.
City with Rob Harvey.
Simp City.
madman and fool. So often new music gets sent to loads of times music gets sent to Phoenix FM, and sometimes I have a little shifty and see if I can nick one for my show. Now this lady comes from Aberland, so if you are from Aberland, excuse my pronunciation of Gnifa Fulstach. You know, the blonde one out of Abba. I'm in trouble now. Where do we go from here?
Outside I'm cold, but I'm burning inside. Impossible, crazy, like snow in July. People keep talking, they keep passing by. The world could be ending, I wouldn't care why. What if you could be the one that I remember?
I'm not afraid to die.
Forgive Myself. And before that, Agnetha Forstark and Ursa, well, where do we go from here? Are they trying to tell me something? Well, I put the playlist together, so I should know better, shouldn't I? Like, for instance, time for a brand new single by Perma. And this is called Private Stalker. I'm going to try not to think too deeply about this.
I just need a dose of sanity. Can you be a doctor instantly? Oh, oh, do you have the right to give me what I need? Set me free. I just ran into the past again. And the past is just a tragedy. Do you have the right to give me what I need? You could be my private stalker, follow every move. You could be my pizza blocker. Let's get into the groove, let's get into the groove. When I dance with